This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where the great big new idea on taxation by Joe Biden, a billionaire's tax, he calls it, has made Elizabeth Warren very, very happy, very, very proud. Of course, that should make the rest of us terrified. And among the rest of us on this is my friend Steve Forbes. Steve needs no introduction. He has a column that is must read. It's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. It's called Biden's New Minimum Tax on Billionaires is Just Another Economy-Killing Tax. Steve, I hope you're doing well. And first of all, would you agree with the general proposition that we do need some increases in our defense budget and spending a little bit more on national security?
Oh, absolutely. The president's new budget, when you factor out inflation, is barely an increase at all. And amazingly, it reduces the size of the army, when clearly we're going to have more forces permanently in Europe. It reduces the number of ships in our Navy, when China's increasing their capabilities, and our Navy's now inferior to that of the Chinese in the number of ships. So it's an irresponsible budget. And the idea, oh, well, we can't afford a proper defense is preposterous. We're only spending 3% of GDP on defense, really a low, far lower than the successful Reagan buildup in the 1980s, which won the Cold War. So the budget proposes a lot of the junk that was beaten in the Build Back Better bill of Biden's. And these people just aren't facing reality, both the domestic economy and the threats and dangers we face overseas.
And, okay, so I just wanted to separate the idea because people, I know Democrats are already raising the idea, well, we need to spend more on defense, and the only way to do that is to put a bigger tax on billionaires. Let's talk for just a moment about the billionaires tax. And because no one's written about this stuff better than Steve Forbes, talked about it in your presidential campaigns. First of all, I am bothered, and I made a big deal of this yesterday, that they call this a billionaire's tax, but if you have a total wealth of $100 million, you're not a billionaire, are you?
No, and that maybe reflects the state of our education in the schools today. Math is sort of gone by the boards. They can't do numbers anymore. But you're right. And also these things, as we should have learned from the alternative minimum tax, which was enacted back in the 1960s to make sure everyone paid a tax, only affected about a dozen people. Today it affects millions of people. So they keep lowering the threshold or letting inflation effectively lower the threshold. And what this proposal would do is destroy capital. That is less money to start new businesses, to expand existing businesses, to engage in research and development, to get greater productivity. It is a killer. And that would mean less opportunity for people to get ahead. You need investment to you need to plant seeds to get crops. So, too, you need investment to expand an economy. And this destroys what makes an economy grow.
Okay, there was a news item which has been confirmed and fact-checked, appears to be real as could be, that 57% of U.S. households pay no federal income tax or paid no federal income tax in 2021. And that number has gone up of the people who pay no federal income tax because partially of some of the COVID-19 giveaways and tax paybacks that were approved enthusiastically on a bipartisan basis largely by Congress. Do we need to go as far as Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, has gone to make sure that every American pays some level of income tax?
Well, I think that they confuse nomenclature names, because people all pay what we call the FICA tax. That is the tax, payroll tax for Social Security and Medicare. That tax is over 15%, half by employer, half by employee, but economist studies have shown that it really is out of your hide. So it's a 15% tax on dollar one on any dollars you earn. And so people get taxed there. Most people pay state income taxes. Everyone pays sales taxes. Everyone who owns a home pays property taxes. So we're not an undertaxed nation. And I think that the politicians try to tell us, well, the payroll tax is an investment. Well, we know when politicians say the word investment, clutch your wallets. That money for Social Security has already been spent, and even the reserve funds have already been spent. And so when they need the money, they're going to have to go out, borrow it, or print it, or tax to get it. So the American people are not under tax.
Yeah, and but they aren't taxed intelligently. You've been extremely critical of our tax system.
So true.
And every year I think of you when I'm trying to struggle dealing with my own tax situation, which is a nightmare, and it is for most people. It doesn't need to be that complicated, does it?
No, it doesn't. And this is not just an economic issue. It's a moral issue. If you go back 20 years, you know, IRS tells us we spend 6 billion hours a year filling out tax forms. Experts estimate we spend $200 to $300 billion complying with this ununderstandable corrupt monstrosity of the federal income tax code that even the IRS doesn't understand. So you go back 20 years, you take those over 100 billion hours and literally trillions of dollars to comply with this monstrous code. And just think for a moment, if that brain power and all those resources, trillions of dollars of resources, had instead gone for new products, new services, new medical devices, new cures for diseases, how much better off we'd all be. Huge opportunity cost. And I hate it when smart people end up coping with this code instead of doing something that would make them better off and all of us better off.
You know, it's interesting, Steve, and when you were running for president, you talked about, and boy did I ever agree with you at that time, a flat tax for the country. I was just looking and talking, I was speaking just moments ago to my brother about this, who lives in Israel, is that when you look at the world's happiest countries, according to a UN and Gallup report, a lot of them, Finland is number one on the list. Switzerland, I think, is either number two or number three. A lot of the happiest and most prosperous countries in the world do have a flat tax, do they not?
They do. There are about 30 countries that have variations of the flat tax. And before China quashed it, Hong Kong has had a flat tax since the late 1940s, a key factor in their phenomenal rise from World War II to becoming an economic prowess. Now, unfortunately, in decline, terminal decline because of Beijing. But, yeah, the thing works. So it's not a theory. The laboratory of experience shows that the thing works. It's simple. So you have more compliance. When you put a low rate on, you have more compliance because people spend more time doing something productive rather than trying to evade the claws of the tax collector.
Can you hang with us for another segment, Steve?
Sure.
Okay, great. We're talking with Steve Forbes of Forbes Media, of course. It's a very successful family business of his. And we're talking, he has a book coming out, which I've just started to look at. But we're going to be talking about that later because the book's coming out in a couple of weeks about inflation. And basically it explains why it's bad. I think every American who experiences it or gasses up at the pump understands why it's bad. But what he has, which is very useful, is how do you deal with that? How do you get it to be tamed? And yes, it can involve the tax code, which we'll get to in a moment about the kind of tax reform that would mean something rather than the Biden billionaire tax. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much, you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Michael MedVed Show. Steve Forbes has a new book called Inflation. What it is, why it's bad, and how to fix it. And the how to fix it part is something we are going to get into when the book comes out and he's back on our show. That'll be the week of April 19th, so coming up soon. But meanwhile, we have this new tax, which the Wall Street Journal attacked today. Steve Forbes has a very terse way of criticizing it, talking about it being just another economy-killing tax. How would this tax, which President Biden says would only affect a few hundred people, how would this tax on people who have a net worth of $100 million or more actually damage the economy?
Well, first, again, the lack of arithmetic is astonishing. It's actually 20,000 plus. And by the time they get through with it, it'll be more than that. But the thing is, they're doing it, one, for political reasons. They think that people don't like rich people. People don't like billionaires. Therefore, if they make it a political issue, people won't notice that what inflation is doing to their lives. I think the political ploy fails. But what it does is destroy capital. It destroys money. So you take somebody with an unrealized gain, you tax it 20% and then tax it again. What happens? It means less money for investment. Also, it hurts startups. Contrary to myth, Michael, startups can take several years before they succeed. If you're going to reduce the reward of people making these risky investments, and if they get a success, they're, one, going to shorten their time horizons, and they're going to make less bets on new and up-and-comers, potential up-and-comers. So it's also intrusive, having the IRS evaluate all your wealth to make sure you don't meet the threshold. So it means more government intrusion, more government power, and it also destroys the private economy, which is people striving to get ahead. So it's bad all around. And how do you value it? And it's, of course, a boon for lawyers and for others. What is a liquid asset? What is the value of a painting? Well, what company is going to want to go public with the ready valuation out there, which the IRS can seize? So it just brings out all the things that hurt economic growth and less resources to move ahead.
And again, you talked about the invasion of privacy. If they are determined to include in net worth the various things you own, properties you own, investments that you have, things that you've worked a lifetime to accumulate, and you have to report all of that to see if you fall into this category of being a wealthy person with $100 million in net assets, how would the government get all that information other than basically just demanding some statement from you?
Not just a statement. They will then have an excuse to hire tens of thousands, as the Bidenites are trying to do anyway, hundreds of thousands of auditors to come snooping to see what you have. They'll use technology where you have to turn over receipt of everything you bought and sold. What wealth did you transfer? What gifts did you make? Do you really control something if you ostensibly gave it away? It would just compound the hideousness of our tax code and put it on steroids. And make no mistake, they're going to say, oh, we'll only hit the top people. But eventually it goes down because the wealth of this country still is, especially incomes, resides in the middle class. So they're not just going after assets, they're going after incomes as well.
And in terms of the middle class, one of the reasons that I'm so glad you debunked this idea that right now people are conscious of this news story about 57% of Americans don't pay income tax. As you said in our prior segment just moments ago, people still pay 15% in terms of your payroll tax, your Social Security tax, half from you, half from your employer, who otherwise could use it to give it or to pay it to you. And there's the property taxes and the sales taxes in almost every place except Oregon. With all of that, is it still possible, as you talked about back in 1996, is it still possible that we could someday have a situation where you would have a one-page or a size of a credit card tax return that you could fill out and that would be it?
I think the answer is yes. And I think people at some point reach a breaking point and they say, enough. What you're doing is not working. And you take this recovery from COVID. Part of the inflation, part of the rising prices we're facing is the huge disruption to all the supply chains, intricate beyond comprehension of a human mind, that were just arbitrarily disrupted. You don't turn those things on and off like a light switch. And the Biden administration makes it worse. As you know, in the past year, they've enacted new regulations, which have estimated cost the economy over $200 billion a year. We all know what they're doing to the energy industry, and well, that's a cost of everything. And one thing about petroleum, you know, almost every product you buy, including a lot of your sports gear, have petroleum basis in terms of plastics and other resins and things that make these things possible. So it rips through the economy. And then the Federal Reserve, they've gone on a binge of money creation. They've kept it out of the economy through an overnight device where they borrow the money back from the banks. You know, in the last year, they've borrowed from the banks. Nobody seems to focus on this. $1.7 trillion. They create the money, and then they borrow it back. Those kind of games are going to catch up to us. So okay. It's, and people are going to say, enough. Let's go back to what we know works.
And just to make it clear, the serious flat tax proposals or tax simplification proposals do not put a bigger burden on working people or middle class people, because there is a floor below which you would not be paying this flat tax. And what it means is that basically the idea that everybody who's earning a super large amount would be paying the same, it's not, because obviously there's a different percentage. But it all deserves more conversation, maybe a part of the conversation in 2022. Steve Forbes, look forward to his upcoming book. In fact, can't wait. It is called Inflation, and it's about how we shouldn't have to worry about that word or that reality. Coming back, the battle of Disney and Don't Say Gay. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says COVID is not over, but it no longer controls our lives. Speaking from the White House, Biden unveiled a new government website, COVID.gov, which will allow everybody to get any information they seek about the ongoing pandemic. Biden also calling on Congress to authorize billions of dollars in additional funding for COVID services and treatments.
We need to secure additional supply now. We can't wait until we find ourselves in the midst of another surge to act. It'll be too late.
President also receiving his second booster. According to analysis from Bloomberg, the average American family will pay over $5,000 this year for basic household items compared to last year. The study goes on further to predict inflation will force more people to join the workforce, and that increase in workers will bring down wages. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved Show, some of the breaking news today. Alex Jones, the proprietor of InfoWars, and maybe the most famous and successful conspiracy theory hustler in the United States, he's just been held in contempt of court after failing to appear for a Sandy Hook deposition. Now, this goes back to a series of legal actions, and Jones has had a losing streak on each one of them. This is the parents of children or the relatives of some of the 6 adults who were killed in the Sandy Hook elementary school shooting, that terrible, terrible, tragic shooting, where Jones was on the air for literally more than a year. And actually much more than a year, saying that it never happened, that these kids didn't die, that the deaths were fake, that they were crisis actors, they weren't real parents. And it's really done real damage to some of these families, and that's why they sued Alex Jones, whose InfoWars store, his selling of various dietary supplements and health food claims with miraculous results. Over the last 3 years, he should have by now solved problems of hair loss or people who are unhappy with their natural endowments, whatever. He should have solved it all because the InfoWars store is reported to have made $165 million. So don't don't do too much boo-hoo for Alex Jones here. He has now been a Connecticut judge today, said that the InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist will be fined $25,000 to $50,000 every weekday until he shows up for a deposition. That's to answer some questions and go on the record in the lawsuit brought by relatives of some victims of Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. Jones' testimony is being sought ahead of a trial to determine how much exactly he should pay in damages to the families for pushing his conspiracy theory that the massacre never really happened. Jones cited a health problem last week. Well, with all those wonderful supplements, why should he have a health problem? In any event, when he defied an order by Judge Barbara Bellis to attend a deposition, Bellis said there wasn't enough evidence that Jones was too ill to attend and found him in contempt of court. So we will see how that ends up. There's more controversy about Disney and diversity and the hysteria, which is just so far beyond any reality, the hysteria about the so-called Don't Say Gay law that has now been passed and signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis, who is continuing to develop momentum, and he certainly knows how to get press. But the Disney Corporation, which, of course, is one of the leading employers in the state of Florida because they have Disney World there. The Disney Corporation held an all-hands-on-deck meeting online with some of its employees and top brass, and a video of that online meeting has been leaked and posted online. This video inside from Disney, it's been posted by Christopher Rufo, who's been following the story. The audio reveals that Disney is going all in on its woke agenda on sex and gender. For instance, the diversity and inclusion manager for the Disney Corporation, his name is Vivian Ware, says that the company has eliminated some very, very insensitive references. What are the references? To the words boys or girls at the theme parks. Listen, this is clip five.
Last summer, we removed all of the gendered greetings in relationship to our life skills. So we no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We've provided training for all of our cast members in relationship to that. So now they know it's hello everyone or hello friends. We are in the process of changing over those recorded messages, and so many of you are probably familiar when we brought the fireworks back to the Magic Kingdom. We no longer say ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We say dreamers of all ages. And so I love the fact that it's opened up the creativity, the opportunity for our cast members to look at that.
Okay, yeah. What do they do with Minnie and Mickey? Because Minnie and Mickey are Donald and Daisy, for that matter. They're pretty clearly gendered, aren't they? And so far in Disney World and in Disney's world, the princesses are all cisgendered girls, aren't they? I mean, they are, at least for now. Clip 7, Disney executive producer LaToya Reveno says her team has implemented its own agenda to counteract what they perceive as the impact of Governor DeSantis's bill. Listen, this is clip 7.
On my little pocket of, like, you know, proud family Disney TVA, the showrunners were super welcoming. Meredith Roberts and, like, our leadership over there has been so welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. And so, like, I feel like I felt like it was, I mean, like, maybe it was that way in the past, but I guess, like, something must have happened in the last, like they're turning it around, they're going hard. And then all that, like, momentum that I felt, like, that sense of, I don't have to be afraid to, like, let's have these two characters kiss, let's, in the background, like, I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness to, like, if you see anything queer in the show. I'm proud of them. But, like, I just was like, no one would stop me and no one was trying to stop me.
is that reassure you about Disney product? Now, Disney product is still pretty good. I mean, some of it. There's a new Disney film we'll be reviewing on Friday, which is called Better Nate Than Ever. But that idea that we're adding queerness wherever we can, and then there's this. This is very personal. This is part of this meeting in response to the governor's legislation. And the governor's legislation, really, do you really want kindergartners and first graders to be discussing gender identity and the meaning of gender identity? Well, President Carrie Burke, who is a corporate president at Disney, says she does. Here's why. This is clip three.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually, one transgender child and one pansexual child. We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, and yet we don't have enough leads and narratives in which gay characters just get to be characters. I can tell you it's something that I feel perhaps had this moment not happened, I, as a leader, and me, as my colleagues, would not have focused on. And going forward, I certainly will be more so. I know that we will be, and we just don't allow each other to go backwards.
To go backwards? Uh-huh. There is more in the same context. A very prominent individual has attacked Governor DeSantis as a Nazi pig. Who said that? We will tell you. And basically, the Parental Rights in Education Bill, which is a much more apt description of the bill that was signed by Governor DeSantis and that he strongly promoted, it gives greater parental input and control over curricula. Because there are very few parents, and maybe that's true for President of Disney, Carrie Burke, that she would want attention at very, very young ages to gender identity issues. But really, wouldn't it be better if we concentrated on teaching kids how to do arithmetic, how to read, how to write? We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791.
The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show. I was just thinking about some of this fight that's going on in Florida, and it's really going on across the country. And this is one of the issues, and I think the tax issue is another one, both of them highlighted today. This is when the Democrats are going to really get creamed and deserve it in the next election, in the midterm elections, is the idea that it is somehow offensive to have some restrictions on what you're going to talk about regarding sexuality to kindergartners and to first graders, second graders. The main focus of the parental rights bill that they signed in Florida, the so-called Don't Say Gay bill, the main focus is making things age-appropriate. And giving parents the right to know what their kids are going to be taught and to know how the schools and the counselors and the teachers and other people at school to whom you entrust your kids, how they're going to deal with issues like these. And, okay, I might write something about this at some point. And by the way, you can check out at Newsweek my new column about how Putin has helped us to define definitively evil. But this is not evil. It's just crazy. And it's very destructive. And I was thinking about my own personal experience, and it was when I was in sixth grade. Now, I was younger than other kids because I skipped grades. And I was in sixth grade, and we had 1 week where they did a special intense unit about sex education. And my mother, who was trained as a biochemist, helped me grapple with this, but there was stuff in that sex education class in sixth grade at the time, and yes, I was a little bit younger than the other kids, but it was shocking to me. It was horrifying, in fact. And if you can think back on how old you were and what your first reaction was way before puberty, and this was way before puberty, is it really necessary for kids who are, 8, 9 years old to know about all the different things that people do sexually and about the different ways that sexuality is defined and expressed and all of that? Well, obviously the left thinks it is. They think it's completely necessary. The claim, and this is typical of the claims you hear on the left, there's a Disney activism partner who's named Nadine Smith of Equality Florida. And here's the way she defined the parental rights bill that was signed in Florida. This is clip four.
When we react to this, a lot of us are reacting a lot from the pain we experienced of being isolated and stigmatized in school. But we're also reacting from the reality that when they can erase you, when they can criminalize your existence, when they can demonize who you are, the next step is to criminalize you and take your kids. And we're already seeing that in Texas.
Okay, how is this have anything to do with taking away kids or criminalizing sexuality at all? It doesn't criminalize anything. It doesn't take away recognition of anything. What it means is that there are certain things that ought to be private. If you're a child or if you're an adult. And really, to in a classroom, to make it a public discussion, do you really believe this helps children get self-acceptance? I mean, is this treating a second-grade classroom or a first-grade classroom like a Alcoholics Anonymous session? Hi, my name is Bonnie, and here's my orientation and my pronouns. And I mean, come on, is this really age-appropriate and necessary? But Ron Perlman, who I think is still best known for Hellboy, has a sort of a hellish comment that he has about Governor DeSantis for signing the Parental Rights in Education bill. This is clip 12.
Good morning, Governor DeSantis. Ron here. Ron. Don't say gay. Don't say, as the first two words in a sentence spoken by a political leader of a state in the United States of America, don't say. Don't say, you Nazi pig. Say, First Amendment. Read about it. Then run for office, you piece of.
Yeah, it's so persuasive, and, you know, I mean, if Ron DeSantis were more, how would it be if Ron DeSantis took a page from Will Smith? I'm not suggesting that, seriously. But Ron Perlman, there is at no point anywhere in the bill, and you can read the bill. I mean, even somebody like you can read the bill. It's not one of these 100,000-page jobs. You know how many pages of the new bill is? 7 pages. You can read it. And you find for me anywhere where it has those words, don't say. It doesn't. And it's ridiculous. And speaking of ridiculous, somebody who increasingly looks like he's very vulnerable is Hunter Biden, making the news. And even on CNN, listen to their update on the Hunter Biden case. This is clip 17.
This is a very real, very substantial investigation of potentially serious federal crimes. We are seeing federal prosecutors in Delaware do exactly what you would expect to see federal prosecutors do in this situation. They're talking to witnesses, they're bringing people into the grand jury, they're issuing subpoenas, and I would expect, as Evan reported, they're now gaining steam, and they need to make a decision, I think, in the at least intermediate future. This case has been going on for 4 years, and there is a realistic chance this could result in federal charges. Of course, then we'd be in unprecedented political territory, not legal territory, but a situation of having potentially the Justice Department prosecuting and trying to imprison the son of the president.
Okay, there was some of that, and resulting in imprisonment for Bill Clinton's brother, which you may remember had been involved in dealing cocaine and other terrible things. Washington Post today has a big headline inside Hunter Biden's multi-million dollar deals with a Chinese energy company. A Washington Post review confirms key details and offers new documentation of Biden family interactions with Chinese executives. Well, this is all for the good. For people who say that Hunter Biden is pure as driven snow and is innocent, I doubt that there are many people who believe that. So, again, with this investigation having gone on for 4 years, let it come to its conclusion. And it is very important for the president for this case to be settled as quickly as possible. And what that settlement may mean is some kind of plea bargaining or guilty plea or something like that. But the fact that there are federal prosecutions going on and there has not yet been anything that's come up about efforts by the president himself or people close to the president to shield Hunter Biden, who we all know a great deal about some of his many, many, many failings. And we'll probably end up knowing a great deal more. But the idea that this should be handled by Congress seems to me a terrible mistake. The people who are saying that a new congressional investigations of Hunter Biden are going to be a big part of the GOP agenda, you already have a federal investigation, and then there would be a trial, there would be a sentencing, then there would be a specificity about what it is exactly that he did wrong. And part of what I think he very clearly did wrong is he didn't register as a foreign lobbyist. That's the same thing that they got Paul Manafort on and the other party. And the idea is that at this point, with all the reports showing, even from liberal sources and media like Washington Post and CNN that we just played for you, that even with this going on, that this should transcend politics. And there should be complete ruthlessness if there is any attempt to shelter, shield, or cover up by the president, God forbid, or anyone close to him. Because, look, we do not have a special exemption for the children of high office holders. And that goes for whether your name is Trump or Biden. Same thing. All citizens must be equal before the law in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial
trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.